Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome to our international service. Today I'd like to speak from Philippians chapter 1, verse 12 to 18, not 20. I misinformed. 12 to 18. Let me read. It's printed on the bulletin. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love. Hi, Naomi. You want to preach with me? Thank you. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. The word of God. Amen. As you know, the letter, epistle, was written when Paul was, if we use his expression, he is in chains. Probably he was captured or imprisonment somehow. Traditionally, Paul was in Rome, and he was captured in Jerusalem. And also he appealed to Caesar, so he was sent to Rome. And Acts 25:16 said, when we got to Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with a soldier to guard him. So Paul was sent to Rome, and we don't know if he was in the trial in front of Caesar, but he was in Rome, and he can have some freedom, but he cannot go anywhere. So he has own house, but he was watched by the guard. Also, Acts 28:30 says, for 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to see him. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. Although he was captured, but he can proclaim the gospel to those who visit him. So Paul said, now I want you to know, brother and sister, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard. Maybe the whole palace guard were watching Paul. So Paul could have shared the gospel to the palace guards, Romans. Those who he could never share the gospel if he was not captured. So for Paul, even he was captured, he was in chains, but for him, God gave me the opportunity to share the gospel to the Roman soldiers. But for the Philippians, the people got the letter, they are so worried about it because Paul could not go anywhere. He was captured. So Paul sent this letter, right? Wrote this letter to the Philippians. You guys, I'm okay. Brothers and sisters, I'm okay. Of course, I'm changed, but my mouth is not chained. I can talk, I can spread the gospel, I can share the gospel, I can testify. And people are coming to me, although I'm not going out, but people are coming probably every day. Every day, people in Rome came to see Paul, this curious person. So the verse 14 said, "And because of my change, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear." So some Christians, maybe in that time, persecution to the churches, the Christians already started somehow. And so Paul was captured, and maybe other apostles or other evangelists were captured. Some became afraid to proclaim the gospel. If I spread the gospel, probably I'll be the next one. But they saw even Paul was captured. He was in chain. He is so joyful and confident, spread the gospel. So the people visit Paul. They brought some snacks and cookies and foods, you know, to encourage Paul. Right? Paul, you're okay. We captured you in prison. And when they saw Paul was so happy. "Hey, guys, what are you doing here? I'm okay. I would love to be here. I can spread the gospel. I can talk to anybody." Even the Roman soldiers, they accept Jesus Christ as a savior. So the people who saw Paul, they were encouraged. And so this situation could encourage the other brothers and sisters. So they all there all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. They became afraid, they fear. But when they saw Paul, their fears are gone. Yeah, okay, we go. Paul cannot go. He's here, but we can't go. Yeah. I'm okay. We are okay. Even if you're captured, that's fine. Yeah. God gave us another opportunity to share the gospel. So because Paul was captured, because Paul was in chains, the situation could encourage the other brothers and sisters. That's God's work. That's God's work. And verse 15 said, but Paul has another concern, some kind of worry about. Verse 15 says, "It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. Some preach Christ out of envy. Who were they? They preach the gospel out of envy. Can you imagine what kind of people who preach in envy? Probably I've thought they're maybe some ex-Pharisees like Paul, and or some are became Christians and they want to be like Paul, and they want to become famous in churches, and they want to be one of the leaders of the churches. So they thought, okay, Paul in chains, he was in Rome, he cannot go anywhere. Okay, this is the time we can go and spread the gospel. Then we can become famous than Paul. Maybe some brothers and sisters came visit Paul. They said so. You know, some, not false apostles, but some apostles, they go anywhere and spread the gospel, and they show, yeah, I'm good at better than Paul. And also they show their rival spirit. You know, I'm better. I can go anywhere and I can spread the gospel more than Paul. So Paul heard that news. Maybe he was so sad. You know, it's not good. But others, out of goodwill, of course, not the 100% spread the gospel with envy or rivalry, but others could, maybe most of the Christians, most of the people, spread the gospel out of goodwill. They just want to share the love of God, or, you know, they want to share the everlasting life. They want to show the love of Christ. So Paul said, verse 16, the latter do so out of love. Yeah, this is a true good motive. Knowing that I'm put here for the defense of gospel, the former, the problem people, the former preacher, Christ out of selfish ambition. Selfish ambition. Ah. The former preached Christ out of selfish ambition and not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I'm in chains. So this is his true feeling. Some people, maybe some people knew who are they. And they preach Christ out of selfish ambition. But I've never seen somebody who... Have you ever seen somebody who spread the gospel from self-ambition or envy or rivalry? I can tell a little bit same story. I was in Bible college. You know, we had the evangelism meeting every Friday. So we are trying to get the people from the city, you know, go to the station or street and ask them come to our meeting. And my one grade older girls, two girls, they were so, how can I say, shitsukoi, you know, they passed the flyers when on the street. They put the flyers like this and talked to him or her until they got the flyers. 100 meter, 200 meter. Yeah. And two girls did the same thing. Yeah. And they are maybe competing how many flyers they could give. And one night, one lady was crying after a meeting. Do you know why? She could not pass the flyers more than 10 that night. Regularly, she can pass 50 or 60. But I don't know why. And I heard what she was her prayer. Lord, I'm very sorry. I could not pass the flyers over 10 today. Oh, just 10 flyers. Just 10 seed of gospel could spread tonight. Oh, it's my fault, Lord. Forgive me. That's her prayer. But another one, she looks better. Maybe she can pass out 50 or 60. Maybe they spread the gospel out of their self-ambition. But they both became the pastor's wife. So I don't know what they're doing now though. Yeah, but for Paul, that kind of news is not good news for him. So he said, they can stir up trouble for me. Stir up the trouble for him. In that every way. Whether from false motive, while I'm in chains. But today's message is the next sentence, verse 18. But what does it matter? This translation is not so good for me. In Greek, Paul said, actually, he said, Tigar. That's Greek. Tigar. 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 King James translated, what then? King James. What then? International Standard Version, but so what? Maybe good. Yeah. But in Greek, T is what? What? Yeah, so what? Yeah, God is so. Yeah, maybe so what is the best translation. Yeah. Paul said, so what? some preach the gospel from their self-ambition, envy, rivalry. His heart actually stirred up. Some are spread the gospel with his true love. So what? I don't care about it. The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. Amen. This is important. Motives, I don't care. If they see me as a rival, that's okay. So what? If Jesus is preached, I don't care. That's Paul's desire. Thus he wanted. Even he was in chain, he cannot go anywhere. So he cannot meet, but people came to see him. So Paul wanted to go out, right? He had three or four mission travels, right? Yeah. In the Mediterranean Sea. He loved traveling. He's not the people stay at the living room. He's not the people just all day long watching smartphone. He wants to go out. He wants to see somebody. Visit next. He wants to go like Jesus did, right? Jesus said, I have to go next village. Yeah. Like Jesus, he never stop one city, one place. He went Samaria, he went even the Tyre and Sidon, and of course he went to Jerusalem, and he went to on the cross. Yeah. So for Paul, Jesus was the person he wants to follow. So he wants to go, but he was in chains. So he was so frustrated, I think, so frustrated. I cannot go anywhere. And he got the, it's not good news. However, so what? So what? If Jesus, this Christ, is preached, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm joyful. Yeah, mommy, yes. Yeah. So, this story tells us sometimes we lost our strengths, you know, because of our situation. If we are not in good condition, if we cannot do whatever we want, maybe we feel not good. Yeah. Yeah. We cannot go walk like her. Yeah. Yeah. We have to be here. We have to do that. Sometimes we do not want to do. However, we have to think like Paul. Of course, I'm in chains. Okay, I'm okay. Since I was in chains, I'm in chains. I can preach the lifeguard, the palace guards. I can preach anybody who can visit him, and also I could encourage the people who have fear. Remember when he was captured in Philippi, when he visited the city first. He was captured, right? Yeah. He was in jail. But Paul and Silas were singing. Yeah. And the earthquake happened, but they did not run away. Yeah. They just stayed. The first one was saved at that time. So for Paul, situation is not the thing. So what? Yeah. So he was always telling himself, so what? So what? Yeah. So what? What? What the matter? The matter? What happened to me? If the Christ is preached, that's okay. That's okay. Can you think like that? Can you think? If you lost your money, you're so feeling bad, and the bad situation happened, can you think so? But why we are here, why we live on this earth, what is our purpose? What is our purpose? Why God let us live here? What he want us to do? Spread the gospel. Right? Yeah. Christ is preached. That's why we are here. We are not here. Of course, God let us enjoy our lives. But we have to think What is our goal? What is our purpose? Why we are here? Why we live? Why God let us live? Why we are here in Japan? He wants us to spread the gospel.
Spread.
That's the only thing. Yeah. Whatever you do, spread the gospel. So if you think this way, you can tell, so what? So what? Uh-huh. Yeah. So what? Yeah. You have something happen when you're on this earth, like Paul. Yeah. But so what? Yeah. God give us opportunity in every occasion. And in that time, we can meet because we are in this situation. Now, I did not read after that, but I probably have to read. The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motive or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yeah, rejoice. Because of this, I rejoice. Yeah. We can rejoice anytime. Amen? 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 Anytime. Anytime. Any situation. We can rejoice. Yeah. Because God loves us. Yeah, we're saved. We're in the everlasting life. Right? Yeah. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for strong message from Paul. He sent this message from prison. He was in chains. But he never discouraged. Even he encourage us. And he says, so what? What the important thing is that Christ is preached. Lord, we might have hard situation. We had we could have some troubles. Disease, lost our jobs, our fight with friends, maybe in prison, but so what? Lord, let us focus on our initial purpose on this world. Spread the gospel. And then we can say, so what? To ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen.